Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, Saturday night in Lynchburg. Eric Bach joined by Murphy Staley, one of the big guys from last night in a 10-9 Fred Nat win over the Hillcats. And Murph, back in the lineup again tonight, but last night a great night for you. Can you just walk me through your approach in the plate and the results that you were able to see were some good ones, right?
Yeah, I felt good last night. I've been working on a lot of things in the cage work and with our coaches and stuff, and I didn't feel quite right going in the beginning of season, but last night I kind of made the adjustment of just letting it go and just going out to hit, and it seemed to work. So I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy we got the win in extra innings.
It's got to be kind of a, I don't want to say difficult, but an adjustment for you given the schedule that you're on. Usually playing third when Brady's out, sometimes subbing in other places, DHing tonight with Brady in the lineup. But how has that adjustment to the schedule been for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to play every day, but that's not how the minor leagues works. So you just got to stay ready and be ready to play when your name is called. I was kind of used to it. I wasn't an everyday starter every year in college until my last year. So I know how to stay ready. I know my routine and what works for me. So that's been big for me, have that experience. But yeah, at the end of the day, you just got to stay ready, and when your name's called, go out there and play.
Walk me through post-draft last year, because you get drafted, then you come to Fredericksburg, you play one game, you get hurt in the game, and like, what was that part of your career like? Obviously, I'm sure it was disappointing to have that injury happen right when you got here.
Yeah, definitely frustrating. I only had one game under my belt last year, and it was definitely disappointing. I was very excited to get out here and show what I could do a little bit in that short time after the draft. It is kind of a weird time after the draft. You only get a month and a half, whatever it is. So you definitely want to get those games on your belt. I didn't get to do that, but I had a good off season. I got all the work in I had to get in. So I was very satisfied with that and was ready to go this season. So I'm happy to be back out here.
Tell me about your first spring training. What parts of spring training, obviously you're a veteran guy, you've played at a lot of different levels in your career, but what was spring training like for you? Was it what you expected?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was my first spring training. I didn't know exactly what to expect. Everyone said it was a grind, and it is. You're playing every day just like the season, and you don't even get a single off day. But I love baseball, so I love being out there every day. And it was good to get to know all the guys in the organization. You know, you don't really know anyone coming in last year in the draft. You don't know all the guys who are at all the other affiliates. So it's good to get to know them. But yeah, it was a good experience. So now I kind of know how everything works now. So I'm feeling comfortable and ready to go.
Walk me through your collegiate years, because you were a JUCO guy to start. Then you went to Texas. What was that jump like from JUCO to high major Division I and now to pro ball?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have your typical journey. I wasn't highly recruited out of high school by any means. I didn't have any offers to go play at any Division I's or anything like that. So I definitely knew I wanted to keep playing, so I decided to go to Orange Coast College in Orange County in California. I went there for 2 years. Luckily, had some success, and my coach, Coach Alto, who passed away a few years ago, he was in the helicopter crash with Kobe. Him and Coach Pierce at Texas, they had a great relationship. So that's kind of how that worked out. And once they wanted me, I definitely wanted to go to Texas. It's Texas. That's, you know, the premier college program. So I wasn't going to be, you know, a for sure starter or anything like that. But I love the challenge. I knew my work could take care of it, and you know, it took a while, but luckily in my fifth year of college I was able to crack the lineup and had a lot of success. So definitely happy with how it worked out, and it's helped with my mentality of just sticking to my work and all that stuff. So
last one for you. You have a very unique batting stance, super upright, stride out, like your feet are super close together in the batter's box. How did that start? Like, was there a coach that got you to do that? Was it like a parent? Like, how did that unique batting stance begin for you?
Yeah, so I didn't really start doing that until this year, really, with the toe tap and the hand pump that I do. But it was at Texas with Coach Troy Tulowitzki, who's been a big part of my success. Just talking with him, obviously he's had a lot of success in college, and then obviously in the big leagues. But yeah, working with him every day, my swing was all over the place. I did, you know, spread out, no stride, leg kick, and then finally went to the toe tap, and that's what really made my lower body and upper body work together, and that was the biggest part for me, and slowed the game down for me. So that's kind of how I got to that, and it's feeling good now.
Murphy Staley on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, 6:30 first pitch tonight in Lynchburg. Thank you, Murphy.
Thank you.